Hello and welcome to the Big Grant Hold podcast. I can never say that properly. Never mind. So, what happened this weekend? We only won bloody 1-0 against Arsenal. That was exciting, wasn't it?
That was all right, yeah.
It's good. Right, first of all, we get started. I just want it noted that I am wearing my No to Racing t-shirt, but Alex refused to wear his. Why is that, Alex?
Just don't believe in it, if I'm honest.
Alex Ferguson's really disappointed with you.
Is he?
Yeah. He said you've brought shame to all Alex's.
He said, because when Rio did that, rather than saying it was a big statement and all that, well, now he's embarrassed me, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I thought it was a bit selfish.
He can embarrass himself. I'm only joking. You're not wearing anything. So that's what you normally do when you do a podcast, isn't it?
Got to relax, haven't you?
Exactly. Get in the mood. Let's get started then. Here comes the music. So, we beat Arsenal 1-0.
We did.
It was exciting, wasn't it?
It was very exciting, yeah.
You were there, weren't you?
I was.
You were cheering?
Yeah. Well, the atmosphere was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
But it was just one of those games where we obviously went ahead early. We just wasn't expected us to hold on. Even when we got to about 80 minutes, I was thinking, in a minute. And it was that Jovinho, he broke through, didn't he? Jovinho broke through.
He did.
And Basson came in and
swooped.
Brilliant challenge, yeah.
Exciting.
It was very, very good game. Well, not for the neutral. I wouldn't have thought the neutral enjoyed it too much.
No. But I don't think the Arsenal fans enjoyed it
probably
either.
Not, no.
It's quite narrowed down now, isn't it? From the neutral didn't like it.
Just
the Arsenal fans, just Norwich fans.
Yeah. Well, that's the sort of game we like, isn't it?
Perfect league game. So let's do 4-4-2.
Ladies and gentlemen, 4-4-fucking-2.
So, four things that are good and bad for two things to change.
Yep.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. We've been doing it for a while now.
Yeah, well, just in case people are new to the...
Right, okay.
And they don't understand what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So, my good thing is, I think this is a good thing for everyone.
Yeah.
We only got 3 points. You can't get any better than that. That's the goodest of the good.
The first time since we've been doing the podcast as well.
It is, yeah.
I was wondering if we were a bit of a curse.
We didn't know what to do, do we?
No, I know. We were going to cancel, weren't we?
Yeah.
Jack it in.
I said, no, get your t-shirt on, we're doing it. But you refused to put the t-shirt on. So that was an exciting thing. So I think we should carry on winning.
Yeah.
Because last week I said Chris Hughton's team talk should be give the ball, kick it in the goal and keep a clean sheet.
Mm. And I said if he was listening.
He must have been listening.
He must have been.
So this is my new team talk, okay? It's a new feature. It's called team talk. This time, kick the ball in twice. They can score one, but we can score two.
They're not even going to score one with Michael Turner on his current form.
Yeah, Michael Turner. What's happened to him?
Wow.
You'll be able to confirm this one, but there was rumours out there he was being booed.
Well, yeah, apparently
when the names were
calling them. I was in the Gerald, which is obviously a bit of a vanilla stand. So it's quite it's not the most...
You're going to get all the people who sit in that stand really angry.
No, I think it's a good thing. I like sitting in the Gerald. That's my favourite place. I just like to watch the game.
Yeah.
I don't like to
You're
sort
a connoisseur of the football.
Yeah, I don't think I'd fit in a snake pit. I'd be telling everyone to quieten down.
Yeah, hey, sit down, mate.
But no, so I don't think there would have been any booing in the Gerald. Whether there was... I've also heard that there was. I didn't hear it myself, but...
What's wrong with people?
I don't know. I thought, to be honest, when I first heard it, I was like, oh, God. But then, like I said before on this podcast, is that I think if you've got Basson playing, whoever plays alongside, really, is generally seems to be all right. Since he's been, apart from the Chelsea game where he wasn't fit, whoever's played with Basson has sort of been all right because he does marshal them and he does... And he was mad to match and he was brilliant.
Yeah.
Which is also my one negative is that we're a little... And obviously after 1-0, it's only only a little thing. But I think we are perhaps a little too reliant on him. Because as soon as he's out the window? As soon as he's not fit.
Out the window?
We struggle.
He killed Alex...
Oxlade-Chamberlain.
No, Oxlade-Chamberlain.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah.
He killed him.
What happened now? I thought it was a hamstring.
He kicked him so hard, his leg just... stopped working. Have you ever been kicked by Basson?
A couple of times, yeah.
Yeah, hurts, doesn't it?
Don't like to talk about it.
Yeah,
much,
it hurts a lot, doesn't it? I've been kicked by him, I can't remember how many times now.
I'm quite proud when it happens.
Yeah.
A bit of pride.
I took a picture, remember? I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so my bad thing, what should I say what was bad? I think this is a bad thing. We've mentioned it 150,000 times, but I'm going to mention it one more time.
Yeah.
We do need to put our other chances away.
Yeah.
Holt's piddly little chippy thing.
Yeah. He was knackered, though, wasn't he?
He was. He would just run 50 yards.
Yeah. Did you see the Match of the Day interview?
Yeah. He said, he was about
it was quite
knackered.
Funny. Yeah. That was good. But yeah, I see what you mean. But, I mean.
Should have been two. Should have been three. Michael Turner had a little chance.
It's unfortunate,
You see the replay, the slow motion replay. I thought it was a much more difficult chance. It looked in real time because he was flying at a hell of a speed at an angle.
I mean, it's never, a header from a corner is never never easy
nope.
to score. He could have done better, but I don't think it was a sort of 100%. It was just unlucky, really.
Yep,
and,
it's good.
Yeah, but Holt's one was a bit disappointing. And Houlihan was screaming for it would have been a difficult pass to...
Not difficult for Holt.
Well, he should have smashed it, shouldn't he?
Yeah.
I think he probably knows that now.
Yeah, but he might have got goalkeeper saved him and had another tap-in.
Yeah, exactly.
I like a tap-in.
Yeah.
I used to hate him when I was little. I love him now.
Love a tap-in.
Okay. So, that's it then, isn't it?
I think so. Apart from things we've got to change.
Oh, change. Have we done change?
We haven't done change. We always have to think about substitutes, don't we? And it was another late one, but you can't really argue if we get 3 points against Arsenal.
You were saying the other day it might be better to put
Little Jackson. That's not too patronising.
Yeah. Little Simeon.
Give him 5 minutes. I think Morrison did all right. I mean, he didn't have that long, did he?
No.
I thought Holt should have been taken off early, if I'm honest. But it's nitpicking, really.
I thought Pilkington should have come off a little bit early as well, because I think he was gone, and they were starting to come a little bit down on the right-hand side a few times.
He got rinsed for pace by Arteta at one point.
Yeah.
And Arteta's not that quick.
No.
So I think there's something, because Pilkington is usually quick.
He is. He was very direct. He was getting the ball and going at him.
Yeah, he was. And I think that's good, even if it sort of buys you a minute. Which he did at one point, because he held the ball for quite a while, and in the end we got a throwing out of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he did well. I thought Bennett was really good on the other wing as well.
Yeah,
worked really
hard.
Yeah,
I think everyone's agreeing that how hard he works.
Yeah,
he might not be the most tricky of wingers at the moment.
No,
but the work rate he puts in, I think he's kind of vital for Norwich at the moment.
It's very rare, I think, to have a winger who's quite so defensive. But I think it works, especially for games like that when you expect him to be on the back foot.
Yeah.
You don't want people sort of hanging up the other end. You don't want like a Ronaldo who's not going to track back.
No. So there we go then. So that was a fantastic win for Norwich. I give Norwich 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10, I think that's fair. Yeah, very good.
Okay, this is Canary Call of the Week.
Why do we let the people of Norfolk speak? Now it's time for Canary Caller of the Week.
Anything else you wanted to ask Paul McVeigh?
Not really.
Why do we let the people of Norfolk speak? That was the Canary Caller of the Week.
That was BBC Radio Norfolk's Canary Caller of the Week.
It's good.
Good one, wasn't it?
It was all right.
I love that little kid. So, my favourite part of the show.
This is Scout Report, the place to find information about Norwich City's transfers or the team we're going to play next. This is the place, this is the information, it's Scout Report. The music's still going, but it's going to start soon. Scout Report!
Well, got a Webbo, quick bit on Webbo.
Oh, okay, here we go. Webbo!
Right.
Webbo!
Well, Webbo seems to be under the impression that the other 10 men in the Hearts first 11 are as good as he is. He's rather optimistically...
He knows that's not true deep down.
He must do. I think he's just trying to get the spirits up.
It's a good way of doing it.
So what he reckons... They're called the Jambos, apparently, Hearts.
Jambos?
And he's the skipper. I didn't know that.
Do you think it's short for Jamborees?
I don't know.
Something to look to find out.
Yeah, okay, I'll find out for next time. He seems to think that Hearts currently sitting in 10th place.
10th?
I think it's 10th.
Out of 10?
It's a 12.
Oh.
In there. Anyway, they're not looking great.
Oh.
But he reckons that second's the realistic game. Which, and the reason he says is because the reason they're not up there at the moment is they're conceding silly goals. I'm not sure if he's looked at his job description. But I think
how silly. Like someone's run on the pitch with
a clown scoring. Yeah. People flying on trapezes and heading it in.
They've like used a beach ball instead of a normal ball. It's like on that little wow thing. And
yeah, ball. Darren Bent coming down and scoring a Darren Bent special. But yeah, that's what he reckons. So a bit of optimism for Webbo.
He can do what he wants.
It's true. And he could play for Celtic if he wanted. I think he's just trying to sort of... He's gone to a lower club and just sort of saying, I'm Webbo, I can get Hearts to second place in the league.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
I don't blame him. So
he could play himself, really. He could be a new team. Andy Webster, he could come and start off a 13th in the league.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he'll be second by...
I think the reason they're actually down there is because they had the standard Webbo penalty at the beginning of the season, which was a 30-point reduction. Prior to playing. Yeah, well, because they got Webbo.
Of course, the SPL
said, well, if you've got Webbo, you can't exactly start on the same as everyone else. It's just going to be boring.
I forgot about that Webbo ruling.
The Webster ruling.
Yeah. I think it goes up to 1 point every year.
Yeah, yeah.
It started off at 20. He's been playing football for how long? 10 years now?
I think he's just been playing for eternity, really.
Oh, has he?
I don't think there was ever a time.
Oh, maybe it started at naught then. He's been playing since he was born.
Threw him out there. He's born on the pitch. born into the back four. And the doctor just put a captain's armband on him.
That's a silly goal. Off the top of an umbilical cord. Back in there.
So that's the Webbo report for this week, isn't it?
Webbo, 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 Webbo. Webbo.
So, the thing on Aston Villa. This is an interesting fact, I think. Aston Villa have the only Football League player ever to have been murdered.
What, on the pitch?
Not on the pitch, but just in general, which I was quite surprised at.
Did you ever see Gary Doherty play? He was murdered a couple of times, I tell you.
But yeah, so Tommy Ball, a left back who was...
What? From Cannon Ball?
This was in 1923.
All right, okay.
He was a left back. He was shot by his neighbour and his landlord, George Stagg. He was only 23. I think what happened was he went next door, and he had an argument with George Stagg. And George Stagg, I think back in those days, he accepted behaviour as just shoot him. Sort of going,
do you think he went like hunting for Stagg and got confused?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe he tried to throw a net over him. Yeah. I don't think that's how you hunt for Stagg.
Well, it's 1923.
Well, yeah.
They had nothing to do them days, did they?
So,
they had no internet back then.
Well...
How would you do a scout report?
I know, no Wikipedia back then.
Wow.
I think Tommy Ball may have said something about George Stagg's wife. But then Tommy Ball's wife said, he wouldn't have said that about George Stagg's wife. He used to kick me about, but he wouldn't have said that about her. So that was apparently...
She said from hospital.
Yeah. So yeah, that's Tommy Ball. Tragic story of Tommy Ball.
Rest in peace, Tommy Ball. Should we have a moment of silence for Tommy Ball?
As long as it's only a moment, because...
That'll do, yeah.
And also, Aston Villa's first ever game was against the local rugby team.
See, that's where they went wrong. I can see where they've gone wrong already.
Go on.
Carry on.
Oh, okay. Well,
was that it?
No, I thought you were going to tell me where they'd gone wrong.
Yeah, I've gone wrong there. See, they played the rugby team.
Yeah.
And Aston Villa are apparently
a
football team.
Well, in this first game against the local rugby team, they had to play because that's the only reason the rugby game would give them a game. This was their first ever game, so obviously Aston Villa are a pretty big club now. The rugby team said, we'll only play you if we play the first half as a rugby game and the second half as a football game.
See, that's where Bradley Johnson would be brilliant, wouldn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah,
3 points, bang.
He'd be brilliant in both halves. Grant Holt could probably do a job as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they had I don't know who won that game, actually.
Bradley Johnson's the Johnny Wilkinson of Norwich.
So then, also...
What was the score at the end of that game?
I don't know, actually. That would be interesting. I should have seen. But I don't think it said on Wikipedia.
43-42?
There would have only been, like, a couple of goals in the football half, I guess.
Yeah. They still count, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So. All counts. Remember that, Alex. I don't know
what... I do often forget.
Yeah, I do often forget when...
So, also... An old manager, George Ramsey.
Oh, yeah.
Who I thought was the bloke who did the chips.
That's Harry Ramsden. Harry Ramsden.
Yeah.
Nothing like him.
George Ramsden did the chips. His record of 6 FA Cup victories still stands.
6.
That's the greatest for a manager.
Manager.
And his 6 league championships is bested only by Alex Ferguson.
What year is that?
That's going back.
All right.
That's when.
I need to know exactly what
year
it was.
He was one of their first. This was quite old, and no one really cares anymore.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd give him one last time in the limelight, George Ramsden.
Is he dead as well?
Oh, well, I'd imagine so. This was quite a while ago.
Oh, God. So. This is a bit depressing, this one, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all about death.
So,
although we did have Andy Webster born on the pitch.
Yeah, so a bit of both.
Birth, death. Anyone's birthday? Anything in there about birthdays? Wedding?
Should have done that really, shouldn't I? I've got a bit about someone's wife.
Yeah, later. Put it on.
Actually, I did have a bit about someone's wife, George Staggs. But that obviously ended in death.
That was more like a murder-rape situation.
Yeah, yeah.
A bit of abuse at home.
There was no rape involved.
Oh.
You're thinking of Alan Pardew.
Oh, yeah, so I do that. I'm always thinking of Alan Pardew.
His silver hair.
Fox.
Anyway,
I was going to say something really bad then, but I thought I better not.
So they've played 8 games this season, won one, drawn two, lost 5, which is pretty awful.
Oof.
Below us.
It's worse
below
than us, isn't it?
Yeah, we're 15th, they're 17th.
And we're rubbish, so what are they like?
Well, we're on the up, and yeah. they're flying.
If you go by form for one game.
Yeah, we're doing all right.
We're doing fine.
Yeah.
We're top of the league.
Well.
Ish.
Yeah, we're up there.
If you go for form, we are top of the league, you know, on points.
Yeah.
Joint points.
Yeah.
That's not even a thing, is it?
Probably not, but...
Joint points.
Yeah. So, yeah. They paid $19.5 million during the window.
That is double us.
We
spent $10 million, according to the financial reports.
Yeah.
$10 million.
Well, that's apparently why Lambert left, wasn't it?
The
war chest, they were calling it. Which just means money you can spend that season. $7 million of that went on Benteke, who's hardly been a revelation.
He's rubbish.
But he's good for Belgium, so I think at some point, because he always scores for Belgium, he scored 2 like this week, I think. I think at some point he will probably.
He's going to explode on us, isn't he?
Yeah, well, I hope not. But yeah. So, that's the
scuttlebot. This is an interesting thing I need to ask you right now.
Go on.
What would you do as a fan when Paul Lambert walks out?
That's a good question.
Thank you. You don't have to answer it. You do want to answer it.
Yeah, I think I'd cheer.
You'd cheer.
I'd give him a respectful
nod.
Clap of the hand. He probably wouldn't see the nod.
Clap of the hand, one clap.
from my sofa, it probably doesn't really matter what.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think he deserves. It's one of those things that people have been doing in recent years, like when Henry played against Arsenal. You cheer him at first. And then you boo him afterwards.
I think we should do a clap, boo, clap situation.
Yeah.
Or the clap, boo, clap sandwich, I'm going to call it.
So a boo during the game.
Yeah, basically.
And a clap. So clap him,
well done. You've done very well for us. Yeah, thank you for what you did. Boo, you're an opposition manager.
Yeah.
We win 4-0, obviously.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And then boo, or no, a clap, well done. We've taken points off you.
Yeah.
Don't ever look at us again. You Scottish git.
The thing is that we don't know, as fans, we don't really know the whole story, do we?
We never know the whole story.
No, so...
I'd like to know the whole story.
Yeah, I think everyone would. But you can't... I don't think you can really sort of... I don't, just booing him, I mean, for all we know, McNally might have said...
Please don't leave.
Yeah, but on the other hand, he might have said...
Get out!
Yeah, well, yeah.
Should we make impression. Sure? Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think it's fair to say. Not that he cares either way.
Really. Do you think we should... come up with a story and that will be fact
about his leaving?
Yeah, about what happened.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I reckon he left because McNally never signed Webbo for him.
That could I don't think so because Webbo wouldn't have come to us. We're too small.
Well, yeah, but I think Webbo that's what he likes, doesn't he?
Oh, maybe he does.
I reckon after he saw the 5-0 Fulham game, he thought wherever a team's in need of a solid defence, Webbo's there.
That's Danger Mouse.
Yeah.
Whenever there's a bum, he'll be there. Webbo. Yeah.
That should be the new Webbo.
I'll do
jingle.
That. Okay, there you go. What's wrong with Webbo?
Oh, it's good, but I think it's sort of losing its
way. How long it takes me to do that?
I know, it's a lot of work, but I do like that new one. And maybe
Danger Webbo.
Yeah.
There you go. So okay. We've sorted that out.
Right.
So there was an argument about Webbo, and that was it.
Probably, yeah.
I don't blame him.
I don't blame him.
I know what I should do. I should just do some tweets. Tweet. These are the following tweets that we got. You aren't on Twitter, are you?
No, I'm not. Why? I think I am. I don't ever use it. It's like my LinkedIn profile. I just don't use it.
Why not? Why don't you use it? There are hundreds of people who'd love to say abusive things to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can think of at least 20.
I just think I'm not so arrogant that I think anyone cares what I did during my day, what I had for breakfast.
So what are you saying about me? Okay, here we go then. This is the first thing that someone said to us this week. During the game, we got a tweet.
During the game?
During the game. Bradley Johnson has had his shot. Which I thought was quite
did
nice.
He?
Yeah.
I can't remember him.
He did have a shot. It went about 45 miles wide. And he turned back all like angry. Oh, like shaking his head like it's never happened before. Really confused by it. Okay, Terry Westgate says, I am most happy for Mr. Chris after the result.
Yeah.
Perhaps the numpties will get off his case now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that was one of the things I loved. Just Chris Hughton, he's such a lovely guy. And for him to get 3 points.
No one would say that people get off their case. What do they mean by that?
Get off their backs. That's what they mean.
Oh.
I don't know what they mean specifically by case.
Why is it a case, though?
I don't know.
Do you think it's something to do with law?
Maybe. Like a lawyer who just went. Like
get off my case, man.
Yeah.
Okay, Brian Orton.
Oh, he's the one who...
You went on the date with him.
Oh, yeah.
How'd that go?
That's all right, yeah. We saw the seals. And
yeah?
He tried to take things a bit too quickly. And
what, the seals?
Yeah.
You gotta do it slowly.
Yeah, he's throwing too much meat at once.
Yeah.
To the seals. To the seals.
I've never seen your face do that before. You're so excited.
I just realised, yeah.
Well, he said...
Yeah.
Tell Alex... No, he says, Holt awesome. Wes awesome. Tetty awesomer.
Yeah.
Turner involved in a clean sheet shock.
It was brilliant.
Clean sheet shock.
And I do love Tetty as well.
Yeah,
I think Tetty... Was... I'm tempted to get Tetty on my show.
Well, there's going to be... I'm going to do a Tetty song next week. I've decided... I don't know what song to do. Can you think of any other songs I can do
I can't,
for Tetty?
No. Maybe something that rhymes with Betty. But I can't think of any.
Betty. No, it doesn't go. Oh, I'm
what's
sure
the theme tune to Ugly? No, because then you'd be calling him Ugly. And there's no call.
He is ugly. Plays ugly.
Plays. No, I don't know. I think he's quite a neat player.
Yeah, but
he's not like Johnson.
Bookings. That's what I was going to talk about earlier.
Okay.
We got 4 bookings.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's what that person was whinging about in the first
Canary. Yeah, we've got 4 bookings and we win.
Yeah, exactly.
So, bookings are the key.
That's another thing, is Lee Probert had a pretty woeful game.
Yeah, he was rubbish. He booked a couple of people for nothing.
Booked them for nothing and then and didn't book Arsenal players for the same sort of thing.
No.
Like, I remember Wilshere pulling Holt down. Ramsey pulled down Holt on the halfway line when Holt was running through. And
I was just thinking about that meat thing again. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Carry on.
And Holt went down easily. But it was still contract.
What's wrong with you?
And it's not his decision whether that was too easy for Holt to go down.
Yeah.
It's just there was contact. So it was a foul. And therefore it was a yellow card because he was running through. So that annoyed me this week.
Good. I'll carry on with these. It says here, Martin Kerr says, I think that team talk worked. Oh, God, I can't speak. I think that team talk worked.
Your one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. Right, lads, I want you to keep a clean sheet. I brought that early on, didn't I?
You did.
One Jot says, bet you could hear me shouting and Sterling from Norwich.
No.
Do you think she means the tricky winger Raheem Sterling or the place in Scotland Sterling?
Well, that's where she was.
Yeah.
Well, she was with Raheem Sterling, you reckon?
Yeah. Or she was inside him. She's shouting in Sterling.
Inside Sterling. Yeah, way around.
The one he's got 4 kids. Hampactor says, we won. We fucking won. My trousers are wet. I've had an orgasm.
Lovely.
Oh, sorry. That's the wrong thing. and Terry Westgate finally says, outstanding performance. Made Arsenal look very average. Even Turner... Looked Premier League standard.
He did. He was very good.
He is Premier League standard. I think he's going to turn out and be brilliant. I think he's going to turn out being brilliant the same way that Nelson did. Nelson turned out and go, bloody hell, what the hell's wrong with him?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then he was like a little mini legend.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I think we should give it a few weeks.
Yeah.
Because next week.
But he's been playing against other teams in the Premiership and done a good job. Sunderland last year.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll see.
So.
Yeah.
That's that.
Okay.
That's the tweets. Do you have anything else to tell us?
I have.
Do you have a little game that we're going to play?
I do have a little game you can play along with.
What's this game called?
I don't know yet.
So we still haven't thought of a name. We can't think of a name. I was going to do a jingle for it, but we can't think of a name for it. So do you want to do a jingle, a live jingle, like a Webo jingle?
But I don't even know what to call it.
Well, just call it anything. That'd be fun. What about Chris Hooton?
Yeah, let go with that.
Okay, Chris Hooton.
It's not going to be Chris Hooton, or is it? No. Right.
So what are the rules of this game?
Well, I've got 8 facts about a ex-canary.
Oh.
Or it could be a current canary.
Oh.
And I'll read them out.
Oh.
And you have to guess who it is, basically.
Oh. It's exciting, isn't it?
It is. So, this player.
What's if I get it right straight away?
Then it's a pretty awful feature, isn't it? So, he or she.
Oh. Delia.
Was born August 28th, 1975, making him 37. Got it yet?
Peter Grant.
No. It's a player, not a manager. I'll give you that much.
He played for us, you prat. Is that right?
Huh?
Was it right?
Well, Peter Grant?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. Well, he did play for us, Peter Grant, didn't
he? I know, that's what I...
He did he? Yeah, because he did.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. That was a bit before my time, I expect.
He's only 37.
Is Peter Grant 37? Right. No, this isn't Peter Grant.
Oh, I don't understand this game.
Right, okay. Okay, so, which one should I go for next? Right, he's an England youth international.
Oh, I know who it is. Chris Llewellyn.
Chris Llewellyn?
Yeah.
Unfortunately not. He's Welsh, isn't he? Okay. He's got an overall skill rating of 62 on FIFA 30.
Is he still playing then?
Still playing, yeah.
Oh.
Not for us.
Why didn't you say that? 37? Oh, I don't know.
He's getting on. He's getting on.
If he's still playing...
Right, okay.
Craig Fleming.
Don't guess too quickly because you might get it.
Craig Fleming.
Right, he was sold to Bristol Rovers in 1996.
Oh, I know who it is now.
Do you?
Yeah.
Go on.
It's Jamie Curtin.
It is?
Yeah.
Well done.
What do I win?
You don't win anything. But I went for that one too quickly, but I wasn't really sure which one to go for because I thought, because there's also the thing that I didn't know that he dyed his hair yellow and green for a game against Ipswich.
You didn't know that?
You didn't? I should have gone with that one.
I'd have got it instantly if you said that.
Oh, I didn't know that, no.
You didn't know anything.
Well, I was 5 at the time.
Well, I don't care. There's things you should know about Norwich.
I know,
Peter Grant played football for us, and B, Jamie Curtin dyed his hair.
This is more of a lesson for me.
It was just
really.
Green, it wasn't yellow and green.
Oh, that's not what the blooming report I read.
Well, don't read reports, you should believe in yourself.
I also had a recent tweet from his wife.
You didn't?
Just screeched so loud as my hubby hashtag scored for hashtag ECFC, and I'm only sitting with the daggers, ain't I? Sorry.
That's brilliant.
So he plays for Exeter now, and he's got 9 goals in 10.
He's on fire.
Doing all right, yeah.
We should sign him again.
Yeah, sign him up again. He was awful for us, wasn't he?
Which period?
The both.
Oh, he's all right the first time.
He was
little and nippy.
Like 5 and 60 or something. Anyway, the other one I was going to go for was David Nielsen. Don't know if anyone remembers David Nielsen.
This is like me just telling me the answer.
Well, that's because I know that we've spoken about this the other day. So.
Yeah, but they don't know that.
I know. Well,
I
I'm
could have lied.
Yeah, I know.
I
thought that'd be awkward.
Okay, just do it anyway.
Okay, right. This is a quote from David Nielsen's autobiography.
No, you've given it away again. Just pretend they don't know. No, sure. I'll, don't worry. I'll edit all this out.
Right.
Just pretend I don't know David Nielsen.
Okay, right.
So we're going to play this, the second round of Chris Hooton.
Right, okay. Born in...
David Nielsen.
Well done. I don't know, you got that. Anyway, can I just say my quote from his fucking autobiography?
Okay.
Right, this is a quote from his autobiography upon hearing a teammate speaking Italian.
Can you do it in his voice?
Can't really do a Danish accent.
You can do Italian though, can't you?
Yeah, right.
Do your Italian.
It's so pretentious.
Yeah, don't do Italian. I can't hear
So pretentious, talking about wine. I said, the next time you speak Italian, I will break you in half. You're not Italian. You spent 8 months there. So when he did it again, I decided to break his shitting legs like sticks. I jumped at him and bang, jackpot. Felt good.
Oh.
Lovely bloke.
Yeah.
He's a... And he's also racked up a gambling debt of 200 grand.
That's how I feel about James Vaughan.
Lovely. Yeah, we were about to say. Yeah.
I jump on his knee. Jackpot.
He just had to flick his knee.
Yeah.
Just touch his knee.
Sneeze. Blink at him. Yeah. His leg will go flop around like a used tissue. Well, there we go then. It's been quite an aggressive podcast this week.
I'm so angry because we can't whinge about them losing.
Yeah, exactly. We've got enough to talk about. Yeah. Anyway, we've got a song.
Good.
It's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful song. I haven't actually got a song, but it's going to be a beautiful song.
All right.
And this is it. Thank you very much for listening, everyone.
Looking forward to it.
You
always are. The song, that is.
Oh.
Looking forward to speaking to everyone again.
I'm looking forward to next week, and you can tell us what's happening between you and Brian Orton. After him slapping his meat in your face, or whatever you say.
I think I've got a court case coming my way, haven't I?
Oh. It'll be right. Thank you very much. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Can you recall Doherty? He used to concede regularly, with space in behind him and a pass out of touch. We sold him to Charlton, but we didn't get much. We were shocked to see you in the back four, and though you've started pretty poor, but along come Arsenal and you've proved us all wrong. You've screwed us in Wenger with Sebastian Bassong. Oh, Turner, well, you've turned into someone like Terry, without a racist bone in your body. And you stopped all the Arsenal from scoring. We used to think you were quite appalling. When the snake pit booed your name, that was just a silly game. That section are losers and they live with their mums, just like those two fatties who attacked Brian Gunn. Oh, Turner, well, you've turned into someone like Rio, without a face that is made out of Play-Doh. You stopped all the Arsenal from winning. Since then I haven't stopped reading. Oh, Turner, to help pay back that £1 million that we've spent, just beat Aston Villa, kicked Aaron Bent. Oh, Turner, well, you've turned into someone like Terry, without a racist bone in your body. And you've stopped all the Arsenal from scoring. We used to think you were quite a poor